Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Remembering the man whose death sparked days of protests.
Can y'all please say his name? Thank y'all.
Buffalo police officers suspended after a confrontation with an older protester.
Get back!
Get an ambulance for him.
Bracing for a painful jobs report.
It's a lot of jobs lost.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. Minneapolis has held its memorial for George Floyd just a few miles from where he died 11 days ago. Here's correspondent Jeff Pagaz.
Standing in front of the golden casket, George Floyd's family paid their respects to the man whose death has now sparked a movement.
When you spoke to George, they felt like they was the president because that's how he made you feel. He was powerful, man. He had a way with words.
He would stand up for any injustice everywhere.
One by one, they spoke adoringly about the man they call Perry.
The thing that I would miss about him most is his hugs. Like, he was this great big giant. And when he would wrap his arms around you, you would just feel like everything could just go away.
There were hundreds of people here, from politicians and celebrities to civil rights icons. In his eulogy, Reverend Al Sharpton called for an end to the systemic racism across America.
It's time for us to stand up in George's name and say, get your knee off our necks.
This is Steve Futterman. There are indications that two of the three officers charged with aiding and abetting could be turning on Derek Chauvin, the officer who placed his knee on George Floyd's neck. The two were newcomers and had little experience as full-time officers. In court yesterday, lawyers for the two seemed to be blaming Chauvin for what took place. Earl Gray represents one of the rookie cops, Thomas Lane. He says his client expressed concern about George Floyd.
He asked the training officer, should we roll him over twice?
The third officer charged with aiding and abetting appears to be cooperating with prosecutors.
Another night of protest has been mostly nonviolent. Those demonstrators were at the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial in Washington. The biggest protest may have been in New York City, where there were some arrests after curfew came. 7-year-old Winta Amore Rogers was there with her mother.
I want everybody to get together. I just want everybody to be respectful.
In Buffalo, things turned ugly after video showed police officers pushing a 75-year-old man who fell to the ground. The man hit his head. He's hospitalized in serious but stable condition. Police claim he tripped, but the mayor says he believes he was pushed, and now the two cops are suspended without pay. In Tacoma, Washington, the family of a man who died in police custody in March wants four officers fired, and so does the mayor, after the medical examiner ruled his death a homicide. CBS's Carter Evans is there.
A frightening scene as witness video captures Manuel Ellis's fatal encounter with police.
Just arrest him! Oh my God, that looks so scary!
Two white officers wrestled Ellis to the ground and held him there.
You're gonna get it again. Put your hands behind your back.
He was later declared dead at the scene.
As I watched that video, I became even more enraged.
Overnight, Tacoma Mayor Victoria Woodards called for all the officers involved to be fired.
While I am mayor, I am still black. I am still treated as an African American woman. I am still looked at as an African American woman, and my life could be taken. And today, it stops in Tacoma.
The fallout from former Defense Secretary Jim Mattis's op-ed piece criticizing the president now includes criticism from within his own party. Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says Mattis was right when he said Mr. Trump was dividing the country at a time when it needs a united front. Now she's not sure she'll support Mr. Trump for re-election.
I am struggling with it. I have struggled with it for a long time. I think you know that. I didn't support the president in the initial election.
And Mr. Trump says he'll campaign against Murkowski if she runs for re-election in 2 years. Mr. Trump goes to Maine today to visit a company making medical equipment to fight the pandemic, even though the governor has asked him to stay away. Investigators in Valhermoso Springs, Alabama, say seven people are dead after a shooting at a home that had been set on fire. The sheriff's department says there's no suspect in custody, but there's also no further threat. The government's monthly jobs report is due out shortly, and economists are predicting another 8 million American jobs lost for May. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Since February, the cumulative decline in payrolls is probably going to be somewhere around 25 to 30 million Americans. That is likely to push up the unemployment rate to just around 20%. 20%, that would be the highest level since the Great Depression.
A much publicized study on the dangers of using a malaria drug to treat COVID-19 has been retracted. The Lancet Medical Journal says there were concerns about data used in research on hydroxychloroquine. The New England Journal of Medicine has also retracted a study involving blood pressure and cardiovascular drugs on COVID-19 patients, both articles featuring three of the same researchers. Phase two of Florida's reopening begins today with fewer restrictions on bars and restaurants. The reopening of the Universal Orlando theme park. CBS's Laura Podesta says many Americans are ready to get back to work outside the home.
Florida nightclub owner Stacey Ibarra says she's excited to reopen her business today, even with some necessary changes.
We're going to be using plastic cups instead of glasses. We're going to have masks and such, and just keep the place sanitized before and after.
Some New York restaurants can now seat diners outdoors.
Obviously, we have to take precautions with it, but it'll be a lot better for people to come here and actually be able to relax and enjoy themselves and kind of forget about things for a little bit.
For the first time since March, New York City reported no coronavirus deaths between Tuesday and Wednesday. But the Big Apple won't be dining al fresco until at least next month.
The NBA is a step closer to resuming its season.
Oh, puts it down.
The league's Board of Governors has approved a 22-team format to restart the season in somewhat of a quarantine at Walt Disney World Sports Complex here in Orlando. The NBA Players Association is expected to give its approval later today. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez has the story of one entertainer who's made good on a promise.
Kanye West made a vow to his late mom.
I promise you won't go back to school.
He never did make it through college, but he wants to make sure George Floyd's daughter does. The rapper has created a 529 college savings plan to cover 6-year-old Gianna Floyd's tuition. His rep says Kanye's also donated $2 million to pay legal fees and support the families of Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, and Breonna Taylor. West joined protesters on Chicago's South Side yesterday. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
This afternoon and this evening, it's a moon watcher's delight, a so-called strawberry moon, the most colorful moon of the year. Fingers crossed for clear skies. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, June 5th, 2020. The broadcast produced this week by Paul Ferry and Matt Cherry. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.